This meeting is now being recorded.
Hey, thanks. So thanks everyone for joining the call today. And also thanks for the comment and the discussion, the mailing list for the topic. So for today, our agenda is quite simple, but I think we will have a lot to discuss. So our focus is still to work on the draft report and try to resolve some issues that was raised in the mailing list and try to work out an acceptable text for everyone and to find consensus around that. But if we can start with reviewing the action items. As the action items about sending revised version of the questionnaire, sorry that was not done, but Matthew proposed a text, proposed a small amendment, and that was included in the document, so we can make the consensus call around the questionnaire in the mailing list, and target to have that for discussion and approval for the next plenary in March, which means in the Copenhagen meeting. Okay, so we can move then. Also, I think there was other action items in the wiki space. One of them is the document to be sent by Chris, and I think that was shared by Bernard this week. So please review it. Oh, and see that Bernie is here. Yes, Bernard, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Just a note, if you want to get the questionnaire on the agenda for Copenhagen, it would need to be approved by this group by the 3rd of March. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. It should be 1 week before the plenary, which is on the 10th, of this, to respond to Renata, the Friday 10th of March. So we have to do it within the coming days. Yes, Barry, I see that you're still raising your hand. That's an old or new hand? Okay, thanks. Okay, so one other action item was that to document to be sent by Chris, and that was shared in the mailing list. We are putting this in hold for now, and we will get back to that later on. Regarding the two documents, and try to see how we can give input and include the content in our report. Okay, moving to the review of the trust report. And I would like to start maybe with the kind of the issues, not necessarily issues, but probably a point that we need maybe to clarify, since it raises a lot of questions, comments, and so I think maybe even kind of created some confusion with the regard to the intent of that paragraph and what we are trying to say there. So I would like first to share in the Adobe Connect the text as amended lately by Julie as kind of a proposal. And so maybe first to, this is just my understanding of what we try to achieve in that paragraph. When we talk about the diversity of skills, is really about first thing is to highlight and to stress that not putting diversity versus skills, not what we are aiming for, but it's about diversity of skills, which means that we are trying probably to look for more different profile experiences and other kind of skill sets, to not just having kind of the same, and so trying maybe to go more further and try to bring this kind of different working experience and so on, but also knowledge about from the region and so on. It's not about setting some hard quota or about putting diversity over skills and so on. I think it's important to make that point because kind of I think at some level maybe discussion got halted a little bit. And so for now what we are trying to do, maybe what we should aim for is to kind of review the text, the latest version we have, and to see how maybe we can work on that to make it maybe more clear, to explain the intent, and also what we want exactly to achieve with it. So just here first to start maybe to look for a comment, and we see that Sebastian is already in the queue. Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Rafi. Sebastian, sorry. It seems that we are writing something about member of the workstream to have expressed something, and I would like to express the reverse. And as I wrote in my signature of my email, skill, you can always get them, you can learn. But diversity, if you are white old man, you can't become a young black lady. But both of them can learn and can improve their skills. It's why I think, really, that diversity, it's a must. Skill can be acquired. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Sebastian. So, just trying to give maybe more chance for people to read the latest proposal text and to see if it's acceptable or they want to propose some comment. And I see that Fiona in the queue. Yes, Fiona, please go ahead.
Thanks, Rafiq. I think when it comes to skills, what we need to think about it, so that there can be diversity of skills. Diversity of skills can be looked at from very different angles. One is having different the different skill sets in terms of training, knowledge, and expertise being involved. The other is being able to have a balance of those who are very skilled in an area as well as those who are not so skilled in that particular subject area, so that there can also be knowledge transfer and building, trying to bridge the gap. Because if we decide, I've read through the discussion, and the discussion seems to lean towards you don't have the skill or the experience. But at the end of the day, the person without that skill and that experience brings diversity into the whole discussion because they see things from a very different point of view, because they are able to, they're out of the box basically. And therefore, their lack of skills in its own way has an impact on the discussion and how a decision, for example, is arrived at. Because they would not, ideally, the person without the skills, and you don't know, you are ready to ask questions. You sort of throw yourself in and you're like, yeah, this I do not know. But I need to ask questions so that I can know it, so that the next time I have the skill. If we look at it that way, then when we are talking about diversity, it's really about ensuring that there is a balance. There is a balance of those who are very skilled, and even those that we think or we perceive as not being so skilled can also be part of, they can be included in the discussion. And I think if we look at it that way, then we will make a lot more headway in terms of skill diversity, as opposed to being rigid and saying, okay, if it is skill, the skill must just be there. Sometimes the skill is not there, but the individual is willing to learn. Where does that fit in the whole skill diversity discussion? Maybe I'm throwing a spanner into the works, but I think that should help us to just think out of the box and look at skills not as the main requirement, but skill diversity being able to create a balance between those who have the skill and those who don't have it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Fiona. So I think when we talk about skill set, it's like in many job description. It's not just in ICANN. It's kind of wish list of what the person should know and so on. But at the end of the day, you have kind of to maybe pick some of them. You cannot expect that someone have all the skills at the high level. You accept that he show a different maybe experience or bring a different background that creates some diversity, because like in different structure, I think we have, when we try to appoint or elect people, we don't necessarily need to appoint people having the same profile. We need a kind of diversity of profile, of experiences, of a background to avoid the groupthink issues and to have that diversity of point of view, not just the diversity, I mean, by gender or by regional and so on, but that also that diversity of background, of experience, of also different skills. And so having different profile, and I think that maybe what we have to highlight. And with the regard, maybe a person with that kind of a different profile, different background, we can then also work, as I see that proposal, on the capacity to build maybe other skills. And so it's to, if there is what we can perceive a gap, but I mean, it doesn't mean that the person is not qualified. There is a possibility maybe to provide a kind of capacity so he can fill that the gap. And I think that's also what happened even in the corporate world. You have a person reaching at the executive level. There is still a work that they do to fill some gaps maybe in the area that he didn't or she didn't focus. So not to keep talking more, I see that Renata is in the queue. Renata, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Renata here. I hope you all can listen to me okay. I will just note that I strongly disagree with the idea that there is opposition here between diversity and skills, because this paragraph impacts directly hiring practices and leadership selection. If we don't have the suggestion of redoubling efforts until diversity is achieved, you may as well have the current traditional majority hiring practice and leadership selection based on the stereotypical Western male heterosexual dominated tech industry. So yes, there is a need also to emphasize capacity building and training, but also redouble the efforts until diversity is achieved. It is not acceptable to have leadership without a percentage of gender diversity, of regional diversity, and to have hiring practices in ICANN, which also follow this path. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Renata. I see that you are still raising your hand. Do you want to make a further comment? Or that's not? Thanks. So, yes, Julie, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Julie. Yeah?
Thank you. I just wanted to make a clarifying point. A couple of people have spoken about paragraph as if it were, if you like, a standalone statement about diversity, but I just wanted to remind everyone that this is simply trying to explain one of the half dozen elements of diversity that we've listed, and it stands alongside other element, other factors or elements such as geographic, gender, age, and all those other things that we've listed. So we shouldn't be thinking of this little discussion about skills as an aspect of diversity as being in isolation. It is actually beside all those other aspects, and they are proposed to be taken into account just in a similar way to this one. So it's not a standalone, all-encompassing description, if you like. Just wanted to remind people about that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Julie. Indeed, that paragraph is one among other describing all the aspects of the diversity, and that's why it's about diversity of skills. And I think maybe the attempt to put too much on that creates all this kind of confusion. So I guess the text you are proposing is trying to clarify it's about diversity of skills, which is, in addition to what we talked before with regard to diversity, geographical diversity, language, gender, age, physical ability, and so on, is also a stakeholder group. So I guess maybe there's some confusion or people are kind of concerned, just maybe we can try to remind them to check that against the previous paragraphs and see if there is any gap that we need to fill or maybe to clarify. Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafik, and I know that you want to try to find an agreement, but I do prefer a diverse group with some people with no skill than a full group of people with less diversity and more skill. Once again, because everybody can learn and nobody can be more diverse. It's why I have trouble in this paragraph, and that's why I would like to raise this issue again. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sebastian. I mean, yes, the intent is to find consensus here. I mean, a text acceptable for the most of the members of the group. And this is kind of really my understanding. It's really about the diversity of skills. Okay, so I can understand that we can add more text about the capacity of the kind of training to build more skills for those maybe they are lacking in some areas, but maybe they still need some skills in other areas, and that's what make the kind of diversity they are bringing. I'm also coming from a developing country, and I'm kind of concerned if just we will appoint someone because the idea is we have people with the skills. That's the point. So we need to kind of be clear there that we are trying to to be diverse, but because we do think that there is people with enough skills from all these developing regions that they can participate in the leadership position. So, yes, Sebastian.
Yeah, I think just to be clear again, it's not just a question of diversity, developing country versus other countries. The situation when a group make a choice of the people, they decide about their skill, and they don't take into account the diversity of point of view. I don't want to be harsh here, but you can ask Julie, who chair one of those groups, and what decisions they take. And it's why I'm very concerned about diversity in general, and also diversity of point of view. Because at the end, if everybody in ICANN think the same, it will be troublesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. I think one of maybe the issue here is it's kind of an abstract at the end, and people may have kind of different interpretation about this when we talk about skills. But again, I want really to stress, to emphasize, to highlight, it's about diversity of skills. And if we can take, let's take an example, maybe it's controversial, it's about the board. And for those maybe familiar, if you read like what the NOMCOM put as a skill set, it includes that a board member should have an experience on other board with the finance and so on and so on and so on. However, if we talk about diversity of skills and to bring really to avoid the situation of a group think that you have kind of everyone have the same profile, even regardless where they are come from, which region, which gender, and all that. But just because the skill set, we end up with the same profile and the same way of thinking. Why not, for example, in the board you get someone having experience, like in civil society, not necessarily on the board or an executive position, but have long experience in terms of working on the project, working with community and so on, that they can, he or she can bring that different experience or point of view. So that's what I kind of maybe we need to think about. It's really about profile. Because sometimes even you bring someone from the region, from developing countries, but the problem maybe because he has the kind of profile that matching maybe kind of the classical or traditional skill set that we are asking in many kind of leadership position within ICANN, we end up to have the people thinking in the same way. So we cannot get kind of diversity of point of view. So if it's kind of mixed, even if we are trying to respond to the other elements of diversity like regional and so on, because we are trying to see maybe, I'm not sure if it's kind of not typical profiles, for example, that can bring a lot of added value to this leadership position. So that's why that's what I am seeing. So I'm maybe trying to explain, and that's a kind of maybe emphasize. And I'm not sure if it's clear or not, but okay, I'm talking maybe a little bit too much, but looking to hear from others. Yes, Renat, please go ahead.
Hi, Rafiq. That's an interesting example, not just because it's recent in everyone's mind, but because it's a high-level example. I think we really have to go thinking here about high-level hiring practices and leadership selection. This is very common. A high-level leader should be, or a board member, should be someone who has this magical skill set which can only be acquired in international companies in centennial universities. And, yes, you're not going to get that if you are looking for diversity in a leadership group. So there must be the importance given to diversity, so to try and reach a criteria of gender diversity and regional diversity, and there must be as well an importance given to capacity building. And third thing, a commitment to the effort of diversity. So it doesn't really matter whether you don't have someone of a centennial university on their resume or with 3 or 4 dot-coms. It matters if they do reach the diversity criteria and they can and are willing to learn.
Okay, thanks, Renat. I see that Matthew is kind of putting some maybe clarity. Yes, about asking what kind of skills, technical, legal, negotiation, and so on. And I think that's one of the points maybe I want to highlight is that in different positions within ICANN, the leadership position, they list a lot of kind of expected skills. But I think I like kind of French expression saying that le mouton a cinq pattes, the sheep with 5 legs, doesn't exist. You cannot find someone responding to all those skills. And so we are trying that to, there is an expectation that you have maybe some focus, more experience in some area, some skills that you can bring that added value. And so that's, I think, what we are trying to put here. To insist that we should accept people that they have a part of that wish list that that I'd say it's in many skill sets. So to maybe to bring some flexibility in that area, and that can really help for the other elements of diversity we are talking about, like regional, gender, age, and so on. Because, for example, in many leadership positions, age can be a barrier because they say, you know, maybe you are not, you don't have enough experience. And that's what kind of the argument. While that person, maybe even he may lack or he or she doesn't have enough experience on that skills, but he can bring a lot of added value if he is or she is appointed. Okay. Renata, is it an old or new hand?
Sorry, old hand.
Okay. Yes. Julie, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafik. Again, just a clarifying point. At this point in the report, what I believe we're trying to do is simply define or describe what we actually mean by this list elements of diversity, it, particularly with reference to the text that I've proposed under skills. It's not trying to say this is what the situation is or this is what the situation should be or make any recommendations as such. It's simply saying this is what we mean when we are trying to define skills in diversity in skills or skills as an element of diversity. And it's for later in the report to discuss that issue in the context of different areas of ICANN and potentially make recommendations. So, for example, it might be that in different stakeholder groups, diversity in skills actually means something slightly different. It might mean something different in ESSAC, to ALAC, to the board. And so in each area in which we're looking within ICANN, we need to think about all of those elements of diversity. But I guess my main point is this particular text is not trying to do anything except explain what we mean by the concept. So it might be that people are trying to read a little bit more into it than was intended. Thanks, Rafiq.
Thanks, Judy. So maybe just to trying to understand what you try to explain is that maybe we are not trying to fix or to resolve the issue at that level, but we can develop or elaborate different proposal at recommendation section. And so we are trying just here to clarify what we mean by the diversity of skills. I'm trying kind of maybe to summarize, to simplify, but just trying to be sure that I understood what you are trying to explain here. Okay. Thanks. It makes things more clear maybe for everyone. So, and it's also important. So, at the section regarding the element of diversity, we are trying to see what are the dimensions or kind of the aspects of diversity. So, that's what we can use maybe later. Not just maybe. We have to use that later when we are working on our recommendation and elaborate what we think it can be a solution or how we can fix that. Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Maybe one point that could be further elaborate, it's skill is one of the seven diversity aspects we are considering. I don't think it's good in one of them to say that it's to compare it with the other. Maybe we need to have a chapeau or a conclusion that all those diversity elements, these seven ones, including skill, must be taken into account and try to describe how we can take them into account. My suggestion is to just define what we consider as an element of diversity related to skill and to take out what it's a relationship between skill and other diversity aspects. I hope it's clear. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sebastian. Maybe if you can write about the last part that you elaborated, that will be really helpful. You can take note of that. Yes, Renata, please go ahead.
Hi, that will be my request too. How do we, Sebastian to clarify what he meant. And also, I just put the last phrase of the paragraph. So, values many skills and facilitates inclusion and broad participation. So, I read that as does not value someone who does not have the skill set required, even if they do meet the diversity criteria.
Sorry, Renata, I had hard time to hear, to hear the last part you said.
Right, yes. So I was just saying that the last phrase of the paragraph says that Achieving diversity in skills should not be seen as a choice between skills and diversity, which excludes participation, but rather one which values many skill sets and facilitates inclusion and broad participation. So it's okay to have, for example, a board which is all from one region, one gender, one ethnicity, if they have the various skill sets and are willing to promote diversity themselves, but they're not diverse themselves.
Thanks, Renata, and I think Julie wants to respond to that. Yes, Julie, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Renata. I think that is, again, looking at this in isolation, that this is merely intended to define what we mean by diversity and skills. And then it certainly isn't trying to say what you're interpreting it to mean. This needs to be considered in conjunction with all those other elements of diversity. So, reading it in isolation might give you that impression, but if it's read, I think, in context, in amongst all of the list of other elements, I would hope that it wouldn't suggest that meaning. It's really intended to be, the opposite, that saying that different skill sets are valued and this creates inclusivity, and other elements of diversity also need to come into play. So I certainly wouldn't be wanting this text to be interpreted in the way that you are saying, and I would hope if it's read in context that it wouldn't be interpreted that way, but it's certainly not the intended meaning.
Thanks, Judy, for the clarification. So I guess one of the issue here is we are trying to put that much, I can say here, too much meaning in that paragraph, and so it may do the opposite effect that it's intended here. So building on what Sebastian proposed before, maybe we can add up after all those elements just maybe another paragraph just to describe that we have all those elements of diversity, and we have to take account of that. They should be all taken into account. We can elaborate on that and to kind of maybe summarize or remind that we are trying to cover all those elements of diversity in the different area we want to include diversity. So to avoid that, we put too much weight that paragraph, that it even maybe it become not kind of not be, doesn't become clear, maybe it confuse people, but just maybe adding another paragraph at the end kind of to summarize and highlight that those all the elements of diversity you are thinking about, and maybe with the questionnaire we can get other elements that we are missing. So it's kind of proposal based on what Sebastian suggested, if I'm not mistaken. So we can make kind of that way to clarify this kind of maybe way to move forward. Hey, any comment on this? Okay, so but I try to maybe suggest here. So we can go, I think we can go with the text proposed by Johnny for now, and we add that to maybe to replace the existing one in the document, and because there's some difference, quite a difference. Maybe just I think I will put maybe the two. Okay, please, if you are not speaking, please mute. We can put the existing, the current one as the text proposed by Julie, just maybe to highlight the difference and to replace with that. And maybe adding at the end of that section in a new paragraph just to kind of highlight that all those the elements we are we need to take an account and so on. So this is kind of maybe a proposal for now. And also to suggest that in the mailing list so we can get the buy-in from those who didn't not attending the call today. So please, any comment, question, or suggestion will be really helpful in the way that we can clear out this issue. If I can put maybe Sebastian in the spot. Sebastian?
Yes, Rafik.
Yes. So my understanding that you proposed that we have at the beginning of the section something called a chapeau. To be honest, I was not familiar with that term for that context. So maybe if you have some suggestions, some wording that we can put to the text, that would be really helpful.
I will try to do my best. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Sebastian. Okay. So this is the kind of now the approach we will follow for now, and we should follow up and the mailing list to get support or further comment on this. I am kind of optimistic that we will reach some consensus and we will clarify this, and I will check. We will check the notes after the calls to capture the suggestion and try to our best, do our best to include that in the Google Doc. Okay. Any comments, questions? Okay. Seems that I can take silence as consent for now. And we have 15 minutes left in the call, so maybe trying to see if there are other elements of that we want to discuss. So if I can bring this, there was some discussion about adding kind of maybe a provision about anti-discrimination. What kind of, I'm not sure in which context really it should be added. But just here maybe taking your kind of reaction here, we should really, I mean, I'm not sure if already the ICANN and the the bylaws or code of conduct and so on, there is already a provision regarding anti-discrimination. But just maybe to see if what you think about this. I see there was some maybe reaction in the mailing list. Oh, Louis, yes, please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, clear and loud.
Okay, good. I assume you're referring to the discussion that we were having about whether and which grounds for anti-discrimination we should include.
Yes, I was talking about the kind of proposal by Malcolm, if I'm not mistaken, and I saw, I think, some comments from Avery and so on. So just maybe trying to see here in which context maybe we can add this and if what others think about it.
Yes, so the things that I was thinking about was that if you start making a list of grounds of non-discrimination, like sex, gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, etc., then the list would have to be very comprehensive. And so the question is, do we want to start working on a long list to make sure we don't miss any grounds? Or do we just say no discrimination allowed on the basis of anything? And in that way, kind of cover everything, but perhaps still have a place where you can explain, you know, give examples of the kind of things, but that way there's less of a risk of missing something at a certain point. So that's kind of the first question I think we need to discuss. And then the second thing is that I agree. I mean, there's discrimination is forbidden in most countries, and I think there will be general consensus that people should not be discriminated. So I think that's, we should lay that down as an absolute minimum, saying, of course, there will be no discrimination. And what I was thinking is maybe we should go a little step further, you know, because this document is all about intentions and which way we want to go and how to promote diversity. Not discriminating is one step, but the next one is to be welcoming, to be inclusive, to make sure that the working atmosphere and the culture is such that even if you're not formally or legally being discriminated, you would feel, you know, you could still not feel welcome. So it's important to go beyond the basic minimum of non-discrimination and move more towards, what are the kind of things we can do to improve, you know, the diversity by being inclusive, being welcoming, and having a culture which cultivates diversity in that regard. So those, I think, are the two kind of things that that we can be discussing at this point. And I'm not familiar with the exact places in the ICANN biosphere which exclude discrimination, but I'm sure there are many of them. We could reference them or just make sure they're in the foot somewhere, just to remind everybody that this is nothing new. This is something that already exists and that we're just building on that and taking that minimum standard but saying we want to be more ambitious. Thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. And that's why I think in the beginning I was wondering if we have already that those provision in maybe different places, and I guess we need to do maybe some research here, and not sure if we can ask the staff for help here if to find where all the non-discrimination related texts are already in the ICANN space, and then we need to refer it. And also, maybe as you said, I guess adding about the inclusion, I think it's even more kind of more positive here. It's that we are inclusive and welcoming and so on. So we can build on that and find a reference, not necessarily adding more new text from our side, but just maybe to kind of reiterate what it exists already. Luis, I'm not sure, is it new or old hand? You want to add something? Okay, thanks. Fiona, please go ahead.
It has just occurred to me as I was listening to the discussion and reading the chat. I think there's an impression or a perception that we are looking at diversity mechanisms for leadership. Leadership is just one of the aspects. I think from the beginning, the onset, we are looking at diversity mechanisms for ICANN as a whole, which means also mechanisms that will work within the community, and that means in the SEs and SOs. So as you're having the discussion, even the discussion on skills and experience and all that, it just occurred to me we're looking at it from one angle. We need to be able to look at it from a broader perspective where we are looking at if it is any element of diversity, if it is age, region, language, skills, any of the seven aspects that we identified, we should be able to look at them from the ICANN leadership perspective, from the ICANN communities, community participation, community engagement, the different spaces and efforts, and then also within staff. So if we thought of it that way, literally that way, we are able to then have a different, slightly different perception on what we mean by skills and experience and the inclusion of that, and really have a more inclusive approach related to gender or any of the other elements. So I thought that I should mention that. Thank you, Rafi.
Thanks, Fiona. Okay. So we have like 7 minutes left and then the call. I see that Avery copied and pasted some text. Is it kind of, I'm not sure if it's cover what we want, but if we want more, we can refer to it into the document, our document, and highlight it, and also highlight the inclusion and so on. Fiona, you want to comment?
Sorry, Adobe is giving me a bit of a challenge. I'm unable to lower my hand.
Okay. No problem. This is kind of my understanding here. For instance, can investigate more about existing text and already started, and trying to refer to it in the document. Any other idea, maybe just to kind of develop about the non-discrimination here, any other suggestion around. I'm not sure again. Fiona, is it an old or new hand? Because I see that you raised your hand again. Okay. Okay. So, yes, Renata, please go ahead.
Hi, two things, Renata here. I am confused. So we agreed on with this point on the discriminatory practices. Did we agree on detailing them a bit more or doing something like a whitelist? And second point is about the Office of Diversity discussion. I'm just asking for information if this was discussed. Apologies, I tried to follow the last call but couldn't. So I'm a bit lost as to how this proposal is going. Would like to know any information. Thank you.
Thanks, Renata. About the diversity office, you can find a proposal now in the document. So it was added, but we didn't discuss further on it. And maybe if you are in CCWG list too, I think Sebastian sent a document to the whole working group talking about this discussion about having several offices and kind of maybe more thinking in general and how to handle that. So, but at our level, we didn't elaborate more. So we have the proposal in the document, and so it's open for comments and suggestions. So I advise people maybe to add the comments to review the proposal text there, and also to discuss on the mailing list. So I really, if we want to elaborate more on develop, we have to kind of go further, more deeply in the discussion. So. Okay. Okay, so we have 2 minutes left, I think, and just maybe kind of to wrap the call. I think we're not trying to develop to kind of a list because probably it won't be enough exhaustive and so on, but kind of that's my understanding. To repeat again, it's really to kind of find existing reference and ICANN to check that and probably to refer it in our document. Maybe you can elaborate around it to highlight about inclusion and so on. And as co-rapporteur, we will go check the notes and the transcription to capture the suggestion. And we will try in the coming days to update the text. So I see several comments. If it was not resolved, doesn't mean that it was ignored. It will be covered soon. So we are doing our best to go and to update the text, hopefully by next week or so we can cover other issues or topics. Okay. I think we reached the top of the hour. And Fiona, do you want to add something or to make comment here?
No, not at this point in time. To continue the email discussion on different aspects of the report, and I am compiling all the different suggestions of recommendations, and we'll be able to add them in at the end of the document. Thank you.
Thanks, Fiona. Yes, we will try to collect all this and put in the text and continue discussion in both the document and the mailing list. Okay. So I think we reached the hour. I want to thank again everyone for joining today's call and for the discussion. And see you soon. Call is adjourned for today. Bye bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.